Bob Main. Welcome to another episode of your weekly Handgun World podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. This is episode number 297, and yes, I'm here. I'm back. If you've been following me, hasn't been such very good news for me lately. Looks like my cancer's come back, and I had to have a major surgery last Friday. I actually had brain surgery. A little tumor showed up. I shouldn't say a little. Tumor showed up. Neurosurgeon thought that he, or actually he's confident that he got it all out. Going through more testing at MD Anderson right now to find out what, if any, is still left. Hopefully not. So that was way, way unexpected, and that was a shocker. You know, I thought everything was clear a while back, and apparently not. So I'm continuing the fight. I am a fighter, and I have a good attitude, and I'm going to fight this. God is on my side, and I'm a fighter, and I have, I think, one of the best cancer treatment hospitals in the world, MD Anderson, working on my case. So here I am, about 5 or 6 days removed from the surgery. But you know what? Hey, I'm doing this because I love it, and it's a diversion. And it's something that that hopefully is going to keep me mentally healthy and mentally strong. And I'm going to keep on doing this until I cannot do it any longer. Don't know what the prognosis is yet, but I'm going to go for it and stay as positive as I possibly can. So I'm back right now. So for episode 297, what I thought I would do is just answer some listener voicemails. That's kind of a easy thing for me to do right now. And there's some pretty good questions that listeners have called in. Before I get into all that, I want to tell you the website is handgunworld.com. That's handgunworld.com. If you want to email me, it's bob@handgunworld.com. If you would like to subscribe to email notifications every time there's a new podcast, go to handgunworld.com and subscribe to email notifications. We had a real successful class in Houston. It was the day after my surgery, so I could not be there, obviously. Ben Branham did a great job of teaching it, so many thanks to all of you that came to Beyond Concealed Carry in Houston on Saturday, the 27th of September. Upcoming on December 6th, there is a night class, a night fighting pistol class I intend to be at December 6th in San Antonio on in November. In November 8th, Saturday, November 8th, we're doing pistol fighting dynamics in Dallas. Several people signed up for that. I may not be there for that one. Matter of fact, probably won't. Ben's going to teach that one. Mainly due to other commitments and things that I had to put off because of my illness that I have to fulfill. So Ben's doing a good job. He's going to go up there. And that's Pistol Fighting Dynamics, The Art of Making the First Hit. Now, that's an important class because that's going to teach you how to come out of the holster real fast and make the first hits if you should get attacked. Which, would you agree with me? Isn't that, I mean, that's what matters most, right? Stop the bad guy. Get the hits quickly. A hit's a hit. A hit is good for you, bad for the bad guy that's trying to take away your life. So that's, there you go. November 8th, up in Dallas. You can still get signed up for that. There's still some room. Check handgunworld.com. Don't forget about the Shooters Club. We just put a new video up recently on the Shooters Club. You can go to handgunworld.com and click the Shooters Club and get signed up there. And last but not least, don't forget about my Amazon store. If you want to support me and the work that I do and everything, but you don't want to spend any extra money, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, why don't you use my link? If you use my link, I get a little credit for it. So I'd appreciate it if you do that. There's an Amazon store page at handgunworld.com. And you can follow me on Facebook. I'm Handgun World on Facebook and Handgun World on Twitter. All right. Normally I don't do the announcements up front, but there you go. The announcements are pretty much done. Let's go to the first voicemail, Brian in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Bob. This is Brian from Atlanta, Georgia. And I just wanted to call and say thank you for everything that you do. You're doing it. Wonderful service for the shooting community, and I really appreciate your advice on taking some training. I've been shooting ever since I was 8 years old when I got my first Red Ryder BB gun, and I've just always loved guns and shooting and firearms and whatnot. I've had a CCW for 7 years now, and your encouragement to take some training finally convinced me to go out there and actually get some official training under my belt, not just going out and shooting at the range and whatnot. I was a little bit against it at first. I didn't see the value in spending some money so that somebody could tell me how to shoot a gun when I've been doing it for so long. And I was wrong. And you helped me to see the light. I took my first handgun class, about a week or two ago. And not only did I learn a whole bunch of stuff and really, I just had a blast. I mean, I don't think I've had that much fun shooting a gun in a long time. And it was just great to get out to the range and really test and push myself and have somebody there to give me pointers and stuff like that. I mean, I just loved it. Been telling everybody about it, everybody I meet, talking to everybody about how much fun I had. And I can't wait to take my next one. So thank you for encouraging me to get out there and take a class. And if anybody's thinking about it, do it. It is totally worth the money. You'll have an awesome time. That said, Bob, again, thank you for everything that you do. Keep up the good fight. I'll be praying for you and your family. You know, just hang in there. You're doing a great thing. Thanks.
Well, good to hear from you, Brian. Thank you very much. And thanks for that testimonial. Good training testimonial. See, I love getting stuff like this. This is one of the things that really satisfies me about this show. When I get somebody that, you know, picks up an idea that I shared, and folks, let me tell you something. I didn't invent anything I'm talking about. Okay? I'm just sharing with you what I learned about training, shooting, and concealed carry. I learned it from other sources. I learned it from taking classes. I learned it from teaching classes. I learned it from competition shooting, so on and so forth. I learned it from lots of reading. And all I do is just act like this big conduit that feeds you information that you download and listen to from the internet every week. So if that helps people, if that helps you improve and everything, then my goal is achieved. So, Brian, thank you very much for that training testimonial. See that? It works, doesn't it? Training works. You got to learn how to use what you own. That's the key. Just simply owning a gun is not good enough. You have to know how to use the firearm in case you have to use it to defend your life. So it was a great training testimonial, Brian, and it is worth it. It's worth it. Even if you just go out and get started with a basic class. And hey, if you've been shooting all your life, great. I'm glad you've been shooting all your life. But that doesn't mean that you're prepared if that awful rotten day comes, and I hope it never does. But if that awful rotten day comes that you have to defend your life or the life of a loved one, are you ready? That's all I'll ask. Brian, thanks. Appreciate that. Let's go to the next voicemail.
Hey, Bob, it's Nelson giving you a call here again. First wanted to say hope everything's going well with me in there. Thoughts and prayers are with you and your wife with the battles that you're fighting. The Lord is good. Question for you, I've heard you talk several times about guns, you know, have in your vehicle ready to go should things go wrong. I have a very small car, and I can't take my AR or whatnot, especially since I carry family stuff and everything. But anyway, I wanted to see if you had heard or thought about or any reviews that you might be able to do on the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 pistol carbine. It comes in a 9mm and a 40 caliber. So I'm getting a pretty good interest on that gun and pretty good reviews and can accessorize them pretty well. It's a folding carbine. So just want to see if you have heard anything or what your opinion is on it. Let me know what you think. Hope you hang in there, and thanks for all you do, Bob. Take care. Bye.
You know, Nelson, I've had a chance to shoot the Kel-Tec Sub 2000. It's kind of a cool concept because it folds, and you can get, if you own a Glock pistol, for example, you can get the versions that take Glock magazines. So it's kind of nice. You can interchange between your pistol and your carbine using the same mags, same ammo. Kind of a cool concept. Folds up, real small, you know, unobtrusive, can't see it very well. I was not real impressed with the trigger or the sights. I could make it work, but I wasn't impressed. But it is, you know, it is a budget carbine, I would say. I'd put a budget on it. In other words, say that it's a carbine you can get. It's a pistol caliper carbine that you can get for a low amount of money. And it's a solid weapon. So regarding the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, if you can make it work for you, get it. Here's my question, and I struggle with this. Is there that much of a difference in the velocity and the hitting power coming out of the longer barrel versus something like, let's say, you had a long slide pistol? Okay? What if you had an M&P Pro with a 5-inch barrel or a Glock 34 with a 5-inch barrel or an XD 5 1/4 with a 5-inch barrel or versus your Kel-Tec Sub 2000 with like what, 16-inch barrel? How much extra is the velocity going to get you? That's one thing. The sight radius. Now, maybe that'll help you. Maybe the longer sight radius makes you be more accurate. Of course, more accurate hits means more effectiveness, right? So there could be a place for it. And it's a great backpack gun, for example, or a bug-out bag gun, something like that. Could be a very good place for that as a vehicle gun. So, yeah, Nelson, that's kind of my thoughts. The one that I shot that was at one of our classes that we taught, I was okay with it. You know, it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a really super precise shooter. You know, I don't know. Anybody else have any other experience? Otherwise, chime in. Call the voicemail, 210-646-1727. That's 210-646-1727. I'd love to hear that. But, yeah, Nelson, you know what? If you got the money, you want to get it, get it. Get a good bag for it or be able to conceal it real well. And keep it in your vehicle. I do kind of like some parts of it. The fact that it's interchangeable and things like that. So if the longer sight radius helps you, if you believe that the longer barrel, the velocity is going to help you, here's my choice, okay? If I'm going to put a long gun in the car, I'm going to put a long gun in the car. I'm going to carry a pistol, and I'm going to have either an AR or a shotgun in the car. At this point, I don't see myself carrying a pistol caliber carbine in my vehicle. Even though the magazines are not interchangeable, I don't care because I can keep track of that. So that's just my personal opinion, you wanted me to render my personal opinion, so there it is. Good to hear from you, Nelson. Hopefully, when I can get back to shooting again, I can see you out at the range. All right, let's go to the next voicemail.
Good day, Bob. This is Mark Benuth. Just checking in here. I'm driving into Houston, so I generally binge listen to your podcast because, to be honest, I don't get a chance to listen to them all at the different times, so I have to kind of take them as I can get them. So I had a few comments over a few of the other podcasts you just did. There a while back you were talking about how you have to be the better person when you're carrying a gun, and I tend to agree. I'm a whole lot less aggressive. I don't comment to the guy that butts in line or, you know, does something stupid in public while I'm carrying my firearm. I just kind of blend in. So that's an excellent point. If you don't adjust how you actually react, carry yourself in public, then you might want to rethink about carrying a firearm because having a big mouth and a quick reaction is not the best thing when you're armed nowadays. I think we can all agree on that. The next one I listened to, I think it was the next one I listened to, was the fellow that, I think he was Australian, he was talking about the 1,000-round trigger job. And, man, the guy had such a great explanation about, you know, not only being the getting into the mechanicals of the gun and getting those parts worn and things like that and making sure everything works, but also the person. And I'd like to follow up on that, too, because I recently bought my first polymer gun, a car, CW45, and I was going to kind of do a little experiment just like yourself. I'm a 1911 guy, and I figured, well, you know, there must be something to these plastic things. So I picked up one, and it's the smaller car with the extended grip. So I, you know, took hundreds and hundreds of rounds to the range to practice up because it's an extremely different trigger and whatnot. And if it's going to be my carry gun, it best be dependable. So sure enough, it took a lot of trigger pulls to get it right. And I had a lot of problems with the gun, actually. Now, I set it back to the car, and they're going to fix it, but it just goes to show that it's worth the time and the effort, because generally speaking, cars are very, very good pistols. I mean, I believe you have a 9mm, and you can never be too sure. It turns out there was something goofy with the frame, and they actually had to replace the whole frame. I just wanted to make a quick comment, too, regarding your position on the actual production of the podcast. If I might just put a quick point in here, is that I kind of went through something similar to what you're going through. I had a whole bunch of surgeries and been irradiated a couple times, and it was I understand it's a pretty miserable experience, and you know, it's kind of similar to what you're going through, although the chemo is a whole different animal. But the thing about it is that if you have a diversion, it improves the quality of life. When I went through my stuff, I had a home theater room, and I was an audio video guy, and that really got me through it just by being able to sit back and enjoy that. Now, I kind of got screwed around because my radiation treatments gave me touches of tinnitus and changed the way I hear things. So that makes my example probably not so good because I kind of got away from that. But I discovered that by shooting both rifle and pistol, I helped to kind of, and of course reloading as well, it helped to kind of alleviate the monotony of feeling crappy. On top of that, I had some after effects, not only the tinnitus and things like that, but because of the surgeries were up around my neck, I had numbness in, you know, the palm of my hand, light twitching in my fingers, things like that. Well, when you're shooting a gun, be it a rifle or a pistol, you kind of have to concentrate on that, and it kind of helped kind of with the rehab. And if I might suggest, the podcast, if you're not able to get it to shoot because of whatever reason, because, you know, after a lot of poking and prodding, you it just takes a lot out of you, the podcast may be a good diversion. Keep your sanity, give you something to do, make the days go a bit faster. Time heals, and the faster you can get through it, the better. So anyway, just wanted to drop that little bit of information on you. Hopefully it's going better. It sounds like it is. And you'll kick it eventually. It's just, it sucks. It really does. I have a sticker on the back of my window. It says cancer sucks. I do not recommend it. I don't think you recommend it either. So good luck to us all. And I'll see you boys on Saturday at BCC. And like I said, hopefully I won't embarrass myself too bad. And you'll get through it with flying colors. Cheers, Bob.
Hi, Mark. A lot of good points there. A lot of really, really good points. You know, yeah, there you go. There's the value of the 1,000-round trigger job and practice, practice, practice. You need to get to know your pistol. You need to know how your pistol functions or how it doesn't function. You need to know how to clear malfunctions. If there's something wrong with it, you need to be able to identify that and get it back to the manufacturer. 1,000-round trigger job, folks. 1,000-round trigger job. Do it, do it, do it. You have to break yourself in. You got to break the pistol in. And you got to find out what's going on. Why do I see so many complaints out there about having to break in a gun? It's amazing. You can get on an internet forum or start talking to people, and they're griping, oh, man, I got to break in this gun. Don't you want to? Don't you want to know what the limitations of the pistol are? Don't you want to know what malfunctions may be caused by shooting this a lot? Don't you want to know how the trigger presses? Don't you want to know how the sights line up over and over and over and over again? Don't you want to know how to make quick hits with that gun? So break-in periods are highly, highly important. Training periods are highly important. And, Mark, you just proved that. You just basically talked about that with your new car 45 pistol that you had to work with. So that's really good. And you're right. Podcasting and shooting, for me, it is a diversionary tactic. That's why I'm doing it. It helps me. It's healthy for me. It's healthy for me to talk to you folks listening to this show right now, listening to me talk. It helps me get my mindset back into self-defense, liberty, patriotism, Second Amendment, freedom, God-given rights to freedom. It helps me get back into that. I want to get back to the range soon, even if it's just for a practice session. I want to show up at one of the classes. Finally, hopefully, we can. I can show up at one of the classes that we have on the books. Things like that. And maybe get out and do some more IDPA and things like that. It's therapy. I'm slowing down from work right now because I have to a little bit. I am still working, though. Believe it or not, I'm still working. I'm still working like crazy, so as much as I possibly can. But you're right, Mark, thank you very much, because it is a diversionary tactic, and it's therapeutic. Let's put it that way. It's therapeutic. It gets my mind off of what's going on right now. Having said that, I wish I reloaded, but I don't. I don't reload, and I don't see myself taking that up right now at this point. Priority number one. Well, let me conclude this show right now, folks, by telling you what my priorities are right now. Okay? My number one priority is to serve my God. My number one priority is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, my God. My second priority is to live. My second priority is to live and beat this cancer and fight it and fight it and fight it hard as I possibly can, so I can be here. So I can be here for my family, so I can be here for you, and so I can stay above ground and enjoy this great life. Okay? Everything else comes after that. But I do want to shoot again. I want to go back out on the range. I want to train again. Keep talking to you guys and doing all that. But that's what's on my heart right now, and that's what I want to do. So, you know, Mark, you bring up a really good point, because, you know, this is definitely something that's going to get my mind off of this cancer that I'm fighting and keep myself more towards normal. I've been telling my family, you know, I got to be as normal as I possibly can. I cannot allow myself to get into this negativity. Oh, I'm sick and this and that. I've got to be as normal as I possibly can. So that's where I'm headed right now. I'm on the road to recovery. I really believe I am. And here we go. With all of that said, I think I'm going to leave it here. I've got some more topics in mind that I do want to cover, but I think I'm going to pretty much leave that for the next episode coming up. I'm going to close. What you're going to hear at the close is not going to be me. It's going to be something else. I'll close with this, and I hope to talk to you guys next week. So, I'm Bob Main. Thanks for listening to another episode of your weekly Handgun World podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop, and remember that the loudest sound that a shooter hears is a bang when he's expecting a click, or a click when he's expecting a bang. Shoot straight, shoot safe. Talk to you next time. Goodbye.